The city has been extensively preparing for scenarios that can play out with the evolving COVID-19 situation. We will continue to provide regular updates on the city website, and I urge you to follow this information, social media, and the Smart 911 emergency notification system, which hopefully you have all know about and, more importantly, have signed up for. Know that the tough decisions we are making are necessary steps to prevent the spread of COVID-19 here in Lynn. In light of this truly unparalleled situation, I have ordered the following. Lynn City Hall, the Department of Public Works, and the Lynn Public Library will be closed to the public until further notice. This directive does not apply to emergency services, including Lynn Police and Fire, who are our first responders. Residents are highly encouraged to conduct their business with City Hall by phone, email, or on the city website as much as possible. And again, please reach out on any questions connected to the issues you're facing on COVID-19 or other issues of concern related city services. We are making but I just want to assure you that as we work on this and we you can find out the information, you should expect some slight delays in response due to our limited staffing, and that's happening throughout City Hall. We're on a skeleton schedule, and we'll be, again, making people in City Hall available, but we want to ensure that we're following the guidelines of the CDC, DPH, and the administration, as well as directives from the president. All non-essential in-person governmental meetings and large group gatherings will be postponed, suspended, canceled, or held virtually. The Lynn Public Schools will be closed through Monday, April 6th, at a minimum, per the governor's order for temporary closure of all K-12 schools throughout the state. The Lynn School District is still asking parents to plan to have child care arrangements in place through April 17th. Grab-and-go lunches will be available for all youth in the city under the age of 18, daily between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and those will be happening at the following schools: Lynn Classical, Lynn English, Lynn Technical High School, as well as the Marshall Middle School. School resources are available to students by grades on the Lynn Public School website. So if you have students, please continue to follow that. We highly encourage the students to access these resources daily so that they can continue to learn and deal with their education throughout this, again, unprecedented situation we're dealing with in the city of Lynn. Shows in the Lynn Auditorium are postponed through April 29th and will be rescheduled for later dates. All youth daycare programs, senior adult daycare programs, nail salons, hair salons, and barber shops have been ordered closed by the Lynn Department of Public Health through March 31st. All playground structures within the city of Lynn will be closed until further notice. As the coronavirus can live on all hard surfaces for up to 9 days, we believe this is an unfortunate but necessary step to take to prevent any community spread. If you are heading to a city park, please maintain social distancing, which is at least 6 feet, and do not engage in sports or activities that require shared or physical contact. That's very important, because I know there's a lot of kids out there. We want to make sure if you are out that you continue to do the social distancing, stay away from others at least 6 feet, and again, don't be a part of any kind of organized sports, basketball, soccer, or other sports that lead to clear contact. And if you're following what's happening in the NBA, a number of players have been tested positive for COVID-19, and that just reflects the reality of that kind of game and the interaction it takes to play organized sports. Lynn Water and Sewer and the Lynn Housing are also closed to the public until further notice. Their clients are encouraged to conduct their business by phone, email, or their agency's respective websites. Governor Baker has prohibited gatherings of over 25 people throughout the Commonwealth, and we are following those guidelines tonight in this chamber with 25 people or less at this meeting tonight. He has also banned all in-person consumption of food or drink within any restaurant or bar. Food establishments may remain open, but are limited to providing only takeout delivery service. The most important way that residents can help to prevent the spread of COVID-19 coronavirus is to practice social distancing. Everyone can easily take the following precautions. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your coughs and sneezes with your elbow or a tissue and dispose of any used materials. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Stay home if you're sick. This couldn't be clearer. If you're sick, stay home and call your doctor. That's really important. The CDC has continued to say that those people at high risk for contracting COVID-19 coronavirus include older adults, people with serious chronic medical conditions such as heart disease, diabetes, or lung diseases. The CDC recommends that residents who fit these criteria should take everyday precautions to keep space between themselves and others. Limit close contact with those who are sick and to avoid crowds. Cruise travel and non-essential air travel should be avoided as much as possible, if not completely avoided. We want residents to know, after speaking with numerous nursing homes in the city, there are significant visitor restrictions in place to protect the elderly. The Center for Disease Control, the CDC, new recommendations for recent travelers for the following countries: China, Iran, Italy, South Korea, most of Europe, and all of the United Kingdom and Ireland. And some of those have been within the last couple of days. Anyone who has traveled to or from one of these countries is advised to self-quarantine for 14 days since they left the affected areas and take the following recommended steps. Take your temperature with a thermometer 2 times a day and monitor for a fever. Also, watch for coughing or trouble breathing. And I know the trouble breathing piece is really a key part of what this virus is all about. Stay home and avoid contact with others. Do not go to work or school for this 14-day period. Discuss your work situation with your employer before returning to work. Do not take public transportation, taxis, or ride shares during the time you are practicing social distancing. Avoid crowded places such as shopping centers and movie theaters, and limit your activities in public. Keep your distance from others about 6 feet or 2 meters. We encourage all residents to visit the City of Lynn Health Department Coronavirus Resources page at lynnma.gov/coronavirus for more information. Again, that's at lynnma.gov/coronavirus for more information. And to sign up for Smart 911 updates, at smart911.com. That's smart911.com, and that will allow you clearly information that has to be disseminated quickly so that people understand what's happening, usually in a more emergent situation. That will allow text to come up immediately on your phone. You can get it by phone calls, by text, or by email. But it really, the more people in the city that sign up for this, it's more of ability of us to really reach out and let people know exactly when something serious is happening. Beyond checking the website, this allows you to get that immediately through a text. You'll know that you can either get the information you need or you'll be directed to the website to find further information. But usually that information on the Smart 911 call will identify exactly what you need to know and what you need to do. I want all Lynn residents to know, this is important, that we are united in our efforts to prevent the spread of COVID-19. I also want to thank the emergency management team and city officials who have been working tirelessly to ensure the city and our residents are educated, prepared, and safe for this evolving situation. We ask for your patience and understanding as we deal with this truly unprecedented circumstances for our community and for our country. We are working together to provide you with the most accurate information available and advise you of all developments as they are happening. Thank you for your help in partnering with us on this effort, and please continue to visit the city website, my Facebook page, for more updates, which I've asked to be shared by members, and I know that they're sharing it, members of the City Council, members of the School Committee, and other city officials that can continue to share this information and spread it out so that we can ensure that our unified message is reaching as many residents as possible.